Elijah, are you ready to bring on the weird?
My man. Yes, sir. How about you, Will?
Oh, yeah. Time once again.
You know what I realized? I don't say your name enough. You say my name every episode in the beginning, and I don't say yours. Oh,
but it doesn't matter. There's still everybody's still like the guy with the deep voice.
Well, yeah. I guess that's my alias.
Your claim to fame.
Deep voice guy. You know, I get all the time at work because I work with a lot of people. I see new people all the time, and they're always like, whoa, your voice. And they're like, you should be on the radio, or you should do voiceover work. And I'm like,
as a matter of fact,
I do a podcast. Would you care to listen?
You're like, I got a face for radio, and then you tighten your tie.
I definitely do. And a body for the grave.
Oh, man. Hold on. You can't go out that easy.
I hope not. I hope I'm not that easy to kill.
Ooh, what are you drinking there? Say, I'm seeing you in the video.
I was just finishing off a little bit of Corona I had in the fridge.
Does it still taste a little skunky? Because you said it did the other day.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I don't know.
It's a bad batch.
Maybe I was still not quite feeling beer from my Friday night escapade. I don't know.
All right. Makes sense.
But for this episode, I have something by Cape May Brewing. They're out of New Jersey.
Ooh.
And it is called Coastal Evacuation.
Okay.
It's an 8%. It says, Coastal Evacuation. It's a phrase that's everywhere at the Jersey Shore. This West Coast-style double IPA is as big and as bold as hurricane season itself. With a centennial forward brazen blend of hops serving up hints of orange citrus. Fuck, I didn't read that first. And honeydew melon. It's time to evacuate. Are you prepared?
Citrus?
I'm just drawn to these citrus beers that I thought I didn't like. And apparently maybe I do kind of like them a little bit.
So is this you're getting ready to crack one open for the first time? There it is.
Let's give it a go here. Actually, you know what? Not bad.
Hints of citrus. Hints of honeydew.
I don't know what the IBUs are on this, but it's a double IPA, and it's got enough bitter that I'm not tasting that bullshit-ass fake orange.
The citrus and the honeydew and all that bullshit. Hey, man. What you can say is you're getting your juices in.
I don't think the doctor would agree with you. If I went to the doctor, fucking scam artists.
Hell no.
What are you having tonight, man?
I'm having one of the things that I meant to leave you.
You were so distraught over that, man.
I was mad because that was the whole point.
Like, dude, it's cool, man. Don't worry.
Well, I cracked open the one that doesn't have a label for some reason. But what it is, it's a New Trail, which is right out of Williamsport, which is right down the street from me.
You got real close to your exact location there. I don't know.
Super damn close. It's all right. Come and visit. There's nothing here. We might have a Little League World Series this year. We don't know.
We're going to be able to go to Phillies games.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're going to allow people at the stadiums because Biden's in and now the virus is disappearing. I might cut that. I don't know. I might cut that. Yeah.
New president. New ways viruses spread. Or they don't. We don't know. Whatever.
New president. Who dis?
He don't even know.
You're right. He doesn't. He has no clue.
It's sad, but that sure seems like what it is, man.
Yeah, it really does.
Well, I'm drinking Leprechaun's Drink Coffee too. It's a stout brewed with coffee, almond, and vanilla. It is 5.4% brewed right here in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. They don't have an IBU in here either. That's all right. It's tasty.
Yeah, that was a good one. I did like that. I forgot to mention mine's an 8%.
Ooh, don't have too many of those.
Yeah, I feel like 8 is about the max.
Yeah, like before it starts rolling it over, it like too much alcohol taste.
Yeah, and I don't mind the taste of alcohol. What I mind is it being in my beer. When I want a beer, right. I want a beer. I want to taste the beer. I don't want to taste the alcohol. If I want to taste the alcohol, I'll drink liquor.
Yeah, right.
When I want a beer, I want to taste beer.
Exactly. So there's a nice comment. There's like a middle ground. Corona is super light. You could just drink those all day and barely feel anything.
That's perfect for if you're smoking a brisket or something like that. You're maybe not a brisket because you got to start that bitch at like 3 o'clock in the morning. But
to have it by 5 p.m.
Yeah. So if you're smoking ribs or, you know, something a little smaller, ribs take about 6 hours.
You start at like 10 a.m.
It depends on when you want them.
Yeah.
That's a good out by the grill, out in the backyard, hanging with the family beer.
All day. It's an all day beer.
It really is, yeah.
Then you get to like 4.5%. 6 is pushing it quite a bit. And then 8 is a little too much. You get a couple of those in you. That's about all you need.
Yeah, a couple 8s and you're feeling okay. And then you get the Coronas and you just kind of ride it, you know?
There you go. There
so you go. So you don't pull an Elijah, a New Year's Eve Elijah.
Woo! Well, I mean, there was some other things involved there. Mixing yeah. too many things
plus too many things equals no good.
No. Do you like commercials?
I mean, in my podcast, fuck no, dude. It's really super annoying.
It really is.
Yeah.
You don't have to listen to the ads in our podcast. There's you don't? A very simple way. No.
How do you avoid the ads?
Patreon.com/bringontheweird. For $2 a month, that's 4 episodes, at least 4 episodes. No ads. None in the beginning, none in the middle, none at the end, between podcasts. Just go.
Wow. I might have to sign up.
Damn right.
And you guys should too. We went full on commercial there, dude.
Well, I guess they would still, that is a commercial for our thing. So it's still an ad in a sense, but it's only like, it was only 15 seconds. It wasn't 2.5 minutes of ads that Spotify gives you.
Yeah. Some of these ads can be a little long.
Yeah.
But avoid all that and just become a patron.
Yeah. Pay us directly. You don't need to pay, go around about the middleman or merch. Merch is fine too.
Ooh. Yeah. If you want dirt merch, you can go to myconspiracytees.com/bringontheweird or tpublic.com and search bring. I completely forgot what the fucking website was. I forgot what our other one was. Yeah, just zapped out of my fucking brain, dude.
The 8% is getting to you already.
I took like 2 fucking sips. I better be careful. This is my episode.
Yeah. We had the other New Trail beer the other day, the green one. And I forgot it was 7%. And we started drinking it at about 11:30. Right after the hearty breakfast, but still, it didn't stop the 7.7, something like that. It got me a little fuzzy.
Did it? Well, I didn't finish mine.
No,
it was a bit much.
Something else.
Normally, I can just power through a beer.
Yeah,
but
it was early in the day.
Yeah, sometimes I can't do it, man. And that was one I couldn't do.
I feel like if it had a little bit more peppermint, as much as I don't want to say that.
It's not peppermint, though, is it?
There was, well, mint.
Yeah, but it's a different kind of mint, right?
I don't know. There's different mints.
Yeah, I don't think the Shamrock Shake is the same mint as a candy cane.
Mm.
I mean, there you got peppermint, you got spearmint.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's right. I wonder if it was spearmint.
Either way, you're right. It needed more.
I'm not a fan of mint anything being in regular food. I'll have a peppermint candy every once in a while, but I don't do peppermint drinks. I don't like Shamrock Shakes.
I love Shamrock Shakes, and my favorite ice cream is mint chocolate chip.
Mm-mm. No. I'm out. See ya. None of that. But
I think you just have bad taste.
Maybe I'm drinking too much bitter beer.
Oh, maybe.
But mint ice cream, no. But the beer didn't have enough. Like, you didn't know it was in there, is my thing on it.
It was very faint. It was like it was a lot of whatever the fuck lactose tastes like. I assumed that's what I was tasting. So it was like a lot of that and very faint mint. And I was not having that, dude. I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with the fact that I could fucking see it And it looked like I was drinking antifreeze.
True, true. And another factor could be that we tried it at 11:30 in the morning.
Yes.
After a big breakfast.
That might be a beer that you drink after you got your little buzz going, and then you give it a taste. And you're like, this is not bad.
We'll have to do it again sometime.
After a couple of 120s each.
All right, we better get into your subject that I'm not prepared for at all. I have no notes because it's not mine.
Yeah, that's right. Do you remember what it is?
No.
Oh. Because
we were having some drinks Friday night together. Doesn't happen very often. And we were discussing about maybe we should warn each other. Just like say something pertaining to the topic or what the topic is, but avoid the research for it. And I told you a little bit about mine, and then you told me what yours was, and then it went away. I don't know.
Well, it makes you feel better. I don't remember what yours is either.
So
we accomplished a lot.
That's a good 1 hour conversation over some beers.
So my topic is the Titanic.
And yes.
The story itself is a little strange, but there's also several conspiracies along with it that make it even more weird, which is what we do.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to get on James Cameron's case about stuff?
No, no. Come on. I don't want him adding us. Not adding, acting. Don't add us, James Cameron.
Dude is busy as F filming. Recording, doing something for the next, what are they up to? 7, 8, 9, 11 Avatar movies?
Avatar, like the blue people?
Yeah. I know the second one hasn't come out yet, but every time there's new news about the movies, they're like, yeah, there's going to be another one. They've already decided they're going to do another one.
Really?
I'm pretty sure they're up to like, yeah, we've got story written and we've got ideas for up to 5 movies.
It sounds like the guy who created the newer God of War. He's like, yeah, like six more games.
What? So we're looking at like the last game will come out on PS10 probably?
Yeah, seriously. I mean, it takes a while to make a fuck. And then he was like, he reeled it back. He was like, I just meant we got enough content that we can keep going for a while. Like, okay, nice. That was smart to not go with like that many more fucking games, dude. Although I would welcome fucking 20 more.
Yeah,
phenomenal.
I haven't got into that one yet, and I already know the next one's coming. I've been following the news for it, and one of the developers, I don't know if they're writing the story or what, but people are assuming that it's going to be called God of War Ragnarok. And somebody tweeted at this developer, you know, whatever the status they have for the game development, and he's like, the person's like, yeah, I'm super excited about the new God of War Ragnarok when it's coming out, blah, blah, blah. And the guy's like, oh, cool. Is that what it's going to be called?
Yeah, that was the head of Sony, right?
Well, I don't know. Was it?
It might have been, because I know that he was a recent statement from him came out saying that how much he loved the one from 2018. And so then people were like, oh, shit. So this is out. Like, this is done. He's played this. Like, it's ready to roll.
Nice.
We can all hope. So, Anyway.
James Cameron, hate. Keep going.
Don't at me, bro.
Don't tase me, bro.
This happened a long time ago. And if we make jokes and you guys have family members who are involved, we're not poking fun at the fact. We know people lost their lives. It was a tragedy. But it's, you know, it was over 100 years ago, and sometimes you just got to poke a little fun, you know?
I think so. Hashtag too soon?
Hashtag too soon, dude. Too soon for the Titanic jokes. So back in the early 1900s, boat travel, all the fucking rage, right? You got to get on the fucking boat to go to America or to go anywhere. So in the UK, well, I guess not in Britain, the two main companies, they stood out, and it was, I think it's Cunard or Cunard, It's Cunard and White Star. Well, Cunard, you know, they ended up, they kicked White Star right in the nards when they released these two ships called the, you may have heard of this one, the Lusitania and the Mauritania, which they both
said, about that one?
Yeah, I've never heard of that one either. But they both set these new speed records. And everyone's like, fucking Cunard, let's roll. But, you know, White Star was like, fuck this, I'm not getting shown up. So J. Bruce Ismay, who was one of the chairmen for White Star, he went and met with the company who built most of their ships. It's called Harlan and Wolf.
Okay.
And he met with this guy, William, I think it's Peary. P-I-R-R-I-E. And they planned a lineup of ships that weren't, you know, they weren't all about that speed. They were more for comfort. You know, there was like a Cadillac compared to like a McLaren P1, you know.
All right.
Fucking Cunard was fast. And they were like, we're going to take a different direction. You guys want to get there fast, fine. But if you want to get there comfy, come with us.
We're looking for luxury.
Yeah.
Luxury over speed.
Yeah. Which, fuck that. Give me speed, brother. I'd rather have a fast car than a comfy one.
I hate my teeth. Yeah.
So they decided to build these three ships. The Titanic. You may have heard of that one.
Santa Maria and the Pinta.
I don't think they were involved. Maybe I didn't dig deep enough. The Titanic, the Olympic, and the Britannic.
You know how they say April showers bring May flowers?
Yeah.
You know what May flowers bring?
Pilgrims.
Yes.
We're both dads, man. Come on. You can't get one by on me.
That's what I wanted. Yeah. Dad jokes unite. It's a team dad joke.
I wonder, should I have played along and say what?
No, because, I mean, if I was six, yeah. But since we're team dad joke.
Hashtag. So the Titanic and Olympic were called sister ships because they were very similar. They're almost the same size. The dimensions were pretty close. The Britannic, I don't fucking know about that. I don't know why that wasn't like they weren't triplets. It was just the two sisters.
Okay.
But they were mostly designed by a guy named Thomas Andrews. And construction on the Olympic began at the end of 1908 or the very beginning of 1909. I'm not quite sure of that.
Well, it was a 1909 model because if you start building a car in September, then it's going to be the following year's model.
Yeah, weird shit, right? Like, why do they do that?
I don't know.
But then in March of 1909, that's when they started on the Titanic. Started building that.
That was a big one.
Yeah.
How long did it take to build that? Or are you getting to that?
Well, I don't know. I guess we can do math when I get there.
All right. So March of 2009 is when they started building it.
Yeah.
And when it hit the water.
We'll get there.
Okay.
Okay, I can tell you right now. May 31st, 1911. I just had to scroll down my notes.
Damn. 2 years and 2 months. 3 months?
It's a big fucking ship, dude. It was like, it was the bee's fucking knees, dude. Unsinkable. I think it was it bigger than a skyscraper at the time?
I don't know that fact, but, you know, just to think of something like that. Hey, I'm going to build an entire building, but it's gonna float.
Yeah, I'm gonna build a skyscraper and just tip that bitch over and float it across the fucking ocean.
And that's what they do. I'm interested in taking a cruise, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know either. You know what's funny? I don't want to offend people, but you know what? Actually, I don't.
They like it.
Yeah, I don't fucking care. I've always heard. I've always heard that's a poor people's vacation.
A cruise ship?
Yeah.
Have you looked at tickets?
Well, I know, but like, you don't hear the fucking Will Smith going on a cruise, do you? Hell no.
No. You don't. Poor people.
I don't, I mean, even still, I don't know if I could afford a fucking cruise. I'd have to save up for a couple years.
Well, you're going to be like Leonardo DiCaprio and just live in the damn engine area, in this damn storage compartment.
Yeah. I don't want to fucking die at the end, though.
That bitch needed to move over, man.
That's it. That's all she had to do was move over. Let him lay on top of you, even.
That was a big-ass wooden door. That door was going to float. That was solid core. That wasn't this piece of shit solid, hollow core we have in our house. It was a solid core door. That was a hunk of wood carved to look like a door.
Yeah, you could add four motherfuckers on that door. Oh, if she sat up Indian style? Oh, I can't say Indian style.
She sat up indigenous people style.
If she sat up crisscross applesauce, you could have fit more people on there.
Got to balance it out.
I want to lay down and stretch out and kill him.
Had to stretch out. Killed him.
She killed him.
But we're getting ahead. That's the end. You're way ahead. You got to watch a movie. It's 3 hours into the movie.
So the two ships, the Olympic and the Titanic, they were built like right next to each other. Like okay. In this big area, just side by side. Mm-hmm. And the Titanic, this was a comfy ass ship, dude. Apparently its second class area was just as good as first class on other vessels. You know, like this thing was built for Hugh Hefner-esque people, you know, silk robe wearing, cigar smoking, luxury loving people, minus all the people dressed like bunnies. But
what? Oh,
but
they didn't bring very many clothes.
Well, on the Titanic they did. I don't know about in Hugh Hefner's house. But this thing was built for people who just fucking, they love the good life. You know, it was comfy. I don't care about getting there fast. It doesn't matter if we get there fast because I'm comfy as a motherfucker in here.
Damn right.
Yeah. And like I said earlier, they believe this ship, the Titanic, to be unsinkable. And I don't know if this is true or if I've just heard this, but I believe the designer of the ship even said, not even God can sink this ship.
Yeah, see, that's where you fuck up. Can't be talking like that.
Well, that's why I said, I don't know for sure that that happened.
Yeah, if that was an actual quote, I'm pretty sure it was in the movie.
You might be right. I don't know. I wasn't even allowed to watch the movie when I was a kid. What? Because there's boobies.
Barely.
Well, I mean, I watched part of it, and then they made me, I had to cover my eyes for that part. And then, I don't remember if I ever finished it. I probably just fell asleep once I closed my eyes.
Man, they would run that movie on CW now. That's not a problem these days.
Well, how fucking long does it take to run that movie on TV with commercials and shit?
Well, it's a miniseries then. You got to run it Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night.
Oh my God. Like fucking Roots.
But you haven't watched it in your adult life?
No, I haven't.
I think I've probably watched it, I don't know, 3 or 4 times in my entire existence. But some people thrive on it. They just watch it. That's like something they watch once a year or something.
Yeah.
Two VHS tapes.
Oh, yeah, it was. You're right. Because I think my parents owned it. I think they bought it.
It's bananas.
And they said, you don't grab that. It's a fucking porno.
There's lady parts in it.
There's a
porky pig.
This top part of a lady.
I'm kind of surprised your wife isn't into it, though.
Well, I think the problem is it came out when we were kids, basically.
So she kind of missed the boat on that one.
Hey. Wow. Wow.
What I do.
Jeez, I should have been on top of that, man. I can't believe I missed that. So it was believed to be unsinkable because it had these 16 compartments in the bottom.
Okay.
That it, with doors, it could be closed from the bridge in case it got breached, then they could shut a door. It contains the water. Sure. Well,
and that's why they said it was unsinkable, because they're like, this part breaks, then we just shut it down. We don't need it anymore. This one breaks. How many can possibly break?
Well, they said that 4 compartments could flood without the ship going down. So that's a quarter of it. That doesn't necessarily scream unsinkable to me.
No, it just sounds like a challenge.
Yeah, if they were like, you got to flood 14 of these fuckers a ship to sink it, I'd be like, okay, yeah, we can call this unsinkable.
But challenge accepted.
Well, let me tell you what else they did with these stupid fucking compartments, dude.
All right.
They did not have a top on them.
What?
Yeah, I'm seeing your face, dude. So essentially, it'll stay level to a point. Okay. That's why they said 4. And then what happened to the Titanic is it started fucking tipping. And then the water went over into the next compartment and then over into the next compartment.
Hold up. So there were just a bunch of open rooms.
Essentially, yeah, with no ceilings.
So in each level, there was just a bunch of open rooms.
All across the bottom, there were these compartments.
That's a dumb design.
Really dumb. Yeah, they didn't have any fucking cap on them.
That fire will spread real quickly like that. That's a whole lot of space for fire to breathe and go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who thought this was a good idea?
In my mind, well, I fucking told you who designed it, didn't I? My goodness. Thomas Andrews thought it was a good idea.
Fucking Tommy Andy.
Look, that's too many firsts right there. Tommy Andy.
You can't trust a guy with 2 first names.
No, I don't know what his middle name was, but
Gregory.
Probably a first name. Are all middle names first names? I don't fucking know.
We're not going to get into that.
I'm getting off topic here. So they didn't have a top, which is completely fucking pointless in my eyes. I get that it's, like I said, it's going to float level, but I would think if you breach the hull, any water going in is eventually going to just fill the whole fucking thing up, right?
Yeah, maybe that was their thought, that if one end gets breached, then it would fill the whole level so it doesn't tip out of control. But if you had multiple solid rooms and, okay, 3 rooms flooded, close the damn door, how much more water could possibly get through there? Is it really going to affect the whole ship if one level, if 1/3 of one level is full of water? Is it going to affect it that much?
I think you're thinking of a different direction.
Okay.
They were like square rooms, essentially.
Yeah.
So one right next to the other, not levels up and down. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Wasn't it a multi-story?
The compartments?
Yeah.
Well, it might have been multi-story, but there was, either way, there was still no fucking cap on them. Still no roof. So once it fills up, it's just going to go over the fucking wall.
You think there would be more of a system in place that it would be able to close off more water?
Yeah, like a fucking cap. The cap, it'll fill up with water, and then that's it. It just fucking, it does no more. I can't fill up a water bottle with water more than it'll hold.
Right. So it might be a little gimpy, but it'll keep going.
Yeah.
But no, yeah. We had to fuck up that design.
Spoiler alert, the Titanic did not make it very far. I don't know if you guys know this.
What?
It did not make it to its destination. I'm sorry.
You told me the twist of the story. What?
I know. I'm sorry. I jumped the gun, man. I got so fucking excited. So I already told you in the beginning that it was completed and launched May 31st, 1911. But that's not when it didn't launch as in people. It launched so they could load machinery and all that kind of shit on it.
Okay.
Then I guess they decided to make some slight changes to it after the Olympics maiden voyage, which was in 1911. I guess they saw how the Olympic did and they're like, let's tweak it a little bit. So it was not as identical anymore to the Olympic.
All right.
And then in April of 1912 is when it underwent its sea trials, which it passed, and it was declared ready to roll or float or sink or whatever the fuck it did. On April 10th, 1912, the Titanic set off on its maiden voyage from, I think it's Southampton, England.
Okay. Not,
I don't think it's Southampton. It's Southampton, England.
Just run it all together.
Yeah. And it was en route to, hey, good old New York City.
Hey, here we come. Yeah.
Hey, yeah. I think the Yankees had a big game and they were in a hurry to get there.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, maybe a new bagel shop. I don't fucking know.
Hey, the Yankees are playing in 3 weeks. We need to go.
So the Titanic, the ship, was captained by Edward J. Smith. Also saw John Smith.
That fucking guy.
Yeah, I didn't see anything about Pocahontas. So I said, all right, well, I'll go with Edward.
How soon do you want to take a break here? We're quite a few minutes in.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God, dude. I'm only on page 2. All right.
I know.
Oh, shit, dude.
Is that a good break time? Like, we're launched. Here we go. The Yankees are playing in a couple of weeks from now, and it's going to take us that long to cruise across the Atlantic.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
All right. Hey, yo, it's only a couple weeks to the game. Can we hurry this place up?
Yeah, it's a, I don't even know how to do it. I'm so close to New York. I still don't know how to do. Hey, so Babe Ruth playing.
You just got to get a little Mafi behind you. Go a little slower, a little wider, heavier tongue in there.
Slower? New York? You ever been there? Those motherfuckers don't talk slow. It's not Alabama.
Hey, don't blame Alabama. They got hookworms. That's why they're so slow.
Is it? I don't know what a hookworm is.
See? That's a problem. Maybe we ought to talk about that sometime.
Oh, maybe I'm from Alabama. Maybe I'm slow. So, I said before the break, captained by Edward J. Smith, which...
Edward John Smith.
Yeah. That's the fucking legacy he leaves behind, dude. I was the guy who sank the fucking Titanic. Like, his tombstone says the guy who sank the Titanic.
Right on the epitaph. Boom, right there.
I mean, there's no body in the grave because he's down there. He became like crab food or something, but...
Is that why you like it?
Is that why I like crabs?
Yeah.
Because it tastes like John Smith?
Eddie John Smith.
This was a big ordeal, dude. This was the fucking Challenger launching. I mean, with some correlations there, too.
True. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So there was a lot of prominent people on board, including three of the most wealthy Americans of the time. It was John Jacob Astor IV, not Jingleheimer or Schmidt. Benjamin Guggenheim and Isidore Strauss. I think Isidore Strauss was it Macy's?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I might cut that part.
he was a big deal, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ismay, the guy from the beginning, the guy on the board, and Andrews, the guy who designed, they were also on board.
So, hold on. In the whole grand scheme of things, these Americans sailed across the Atlantic just so they could sail back on this big-ass boat.
Well, yeah, I guess. Unless they were in England or Britain for a business meeting. Because you can't really do that over Zoom back then.
Oh, they were working on it, though. I wonder when they put in those... They didn't really have telecommunication. Did they have telecommunication then? They may have.
I don't know. When did Dick Tracy come out? Because that motherfucker had it.
Well, at some point in history, they put those massive mega transmission lines on the floor of the Atlantic. If you look up transmission lines, ocean transmission line map, the oceans are just covered in these massive, massive cables.
And you're telling me that they didn't once run across an alien base?
Exactly. Come on. With all those cables down there, they dropped some on Atlantis. Come on, dude.
Yeah. They didn't see one fucking mermaid. Get out of here, dude.
Yeah, right. Hey, what's a mermaid taste like? Is it chicken or fish?
I think it depends on what part you're eating, dude.
But like, is there a straight border? Bam, you go from person, I guess, chicken area to fish area. Is there just this just clear line?
You were really confident that humans tasted like chicken there for a minute, though. So now I'm a little bit worried.
Maybe we just, it's the Matrix. Everything tastes like chicken. Tuna fish kind of tastes like chicken, but not quite.
Yeah, I would say not much at all. maybe I'll give it to you. I mean, maybe a little bit, like a texture.
So we go from person, chicken meat. Like there's a straight border from person meat to fish meat and a mermaid.
My guess would be it all tastes like fish. Fish is a very potent taste and smell, dude. My guess would be it permeates the rest of the flavor.
Of the flesh involved in this
delicious
meal.
I'm getting a little grossed out here. What are we doing here? So I told you everybody on board. Not everybody, because that would take me a fucking long time. There's a lot of people.
How many?
Oh, shit. I didn't even put that in my fucking notes. Are you kidding me? I think it was like 2,000, 3,000, something like that.
And only a handful survived, right?
Yeah, over half of the people died. So, you know, it launched. It's got these people on it. It made two stops in Europe. One was Cherbourg, France, and Queenstown, Ireland.
What was the point in that?
I don't know. Maybe to
pick up more people, pick up more peasants?
Actually, yeah. I do believe they picked up John Jacob Astor on one of those stops. It was him and I think his wife. But I think they picked him up on one of those stops.
Okay.
So they made the two stops, and that's when they hit the open waters for USA. USA.
2,208 people sailed on the maiden voyage of the RMS Titanic.
What did I say? 2,000, 3,000?
Yeah, you said over 2,000. But it appears as though about 700 people made it, survived.
Yeah, that's not good odds, man. You got a losing record there.
1,503 people died.
Yeah, you're not making a playoffs with that record.
Ooh, no.
That's more losses than wins right there.
Come on, we got a paddle, guys. Go, go, go. We're missing the Yankees.
The fucking Yankees. Maybe some were Mets fans and they're like, my team sucks. Fuck this. I'm going down.
I made a bet. Now I don't got to pay it. Going down the ship. Woo, woo, woo.
There was wireless radio operators on the Titanic.
Okay.
They received numerous warnings of icebergs, and they did what they were supposed to do, and they relayed it to the bridge. And then April 14th, the Titanic was approaching an area that was known, you know, is known to be treacherous, and it had icebergs. And, you know, what did old John Smith do?
Eddie John.
Yeah, he didn't bang Pocahontas. He turned slightly south, and he paunched that bitch basically as fast as it would go. I think its top speed was 22 knots, and he was going like 21.5 knots. He basically, he said, oh, we're in iceberg area. Let's go a little south. And he must have thought that if he hit a fucking iceberg at that speed, he would just blast it into the fucking atmosphere.
Just vaporize it.
I don't know what he was fucking thinking here, dude. But either way, slow the fuck down, right? Like,
you're going to kill us.
You're going into a fucking area that's known for icebergs. And you're like, well, I guess the best thing to do is just fucking punch it.
Which is 22 knots is, get ready, hang on to your butts.
Oh,
it's 25 miles per hour.
Well, it feels a lot faster on water, let me tell you.
But does it when you're sailing on a skyscraper?
You know, I don't know. I think if the Empire State Building started moving at 25 miles an hour, I think people are going to start freaking the fuck out. That thing's moving way too fast.
You're going to notice it. We're in a hurry. Hold on.
Where the fuck is that thing going? Is afraid it's going to be the next fucking Twin Tower. Oh, God.
So it just picks up and runs.
Yeah. And then it slams into a fucking iceberg up in Boston.
Out of nowhere. It's on land. It's a glacier. Shit. How'd they get here?
So around 9:40 p.m., they received a warning of an ice field from this ship called the Mesaba.
Was there a scouts out there or something? Just a bunch of I guess there are scouts, really. Just a bunch of ships out ahead of whatever's out there? Or they're just boats that are floating out there for warnings like this or what?
Well, no, it's like, you know, like smoking the bandit. You got other truckers. You're like, hey, you got a smoky coming up in my rear, huh? So, fucking Groucho Marx here. What am I?
Yeah, he's out in Minnesota. Groucho Marx in Minnesota. What's going on?
They received a warning from the Mesaba about an ice field. This message never made it to the bridge.
What?
I don't know why. It's just what I saw in my research. At 10:55, another message from the Californian. I'm not talking about like fucking Keanu Reeves in Point Break. This is a fucking ship. The Californian was surrounded by ice, dude. And Jack Phillips, who was, you know, he was one of the radio operators. This fucking cracked me up. When they called this in, he fucking yelled at him and said he was too busy dealing with guest messages and how dare they interrupt him. The California was not far from them. And they're like, we're surrounded by fucking ice. And he's like, motherfucker, I got Mrs. Smith over there. You know, she needs fucking room service. I'm too busy to deal with this shit.
It's way too much going on here. I don't got time for this.
No fucking time, dude. So you're thinking, they got a crow's nest, right? They for sure have a crow's nest. They did. And there was lookouts. But the water was so calm that night that it was hard to spot an iceberg. Because what they would do, they would spot the water crashing on the edge of an iceberg, you know, like a beach.
Yeah.
But the water was so calm that you couldn't see an iceberg until you're fucking hitting it. I also forgot to mention, you got the calm water. You couldn't see the icebergs. You couldn't see the water breaking. Also, their fucking binoculars were missing.
What?
Yeah.
How's that even a thing?
There's some fucking weird shit going on here. I don't know. The crow's nest doesn't have binoculars. The fucking captain is punching it fucking NASCAR style through iceberg rated waters.
Seems kind of weird.
Yeah.
Weird combination of things happening right now.
Yeah. So at 11:40-ish, around there, that's when they saw it, dude. It was a goddamn iceberg, but it was too late, brother.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Oh.
And they had like 30 fucking seconds. Notice. That's how calm you couldn't even see it until it was like, boom, there.
Holy shit. And the guy in the crow's nest is like, iceberg.
Basically, I mean, 30 seconds is not a lot of time when you're turning the fucking Empire State Building on the ocean.
No.
The first mate was like, turn the ship. And that fucking cocky ass captain, he was going too fast and he fucking slammed. He slammed the fucking side of the ship into the iceberg and it ruptured at least 5 compartments.
What the fuck, dude?
What did I tell you? 4, it's safe. There we go. We got 5.
Thus begins the downfall.
Yeah, so I mean, you guys kind of all know how it goes down. Like, it starts to fucking go down, and then the fucking ass end raises up, and then it fucking snaps in half. And
yeah.
Now, I don't know how true this is, but I've heard this a couple times that the Titanic, they were blasting flares. Boom, 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 boom. Now, what I heard was they did not have the right flares on board. which were red flares. So
what did they have?
I think they were white or something like that. So other ships saw them and thought they were just fucking partying, dude. Thought they were fucking partying.
God. No. They're like fireworks. Woo!
They're fucking shooting white flares in the fucking like SOS, shooting it in like trying to spell it out in flares in the sky. And they're like, who is Sus? Oh, he must be the party fucking captain.
Whoa. Oh, the guy seems kind of sus to me.
According to the official narrative, the Californian was much closer than they said they were, and they just failed to respond to. So I had heard that the flares were wrong. The official narrative is the Californian was close enough, said, nah, fuck it. We're not going.
It's messed up.
Just like a fucking Californian, lazy ass fucking surfers.
Nah, we're not going. We're not going to help you. We're West Coast. West Coast.
All right. So let me bring up a couple conspiracies here for you.
Yes.
So, Will, have you ever heard of a little thing called the Federal Reserve?
Oh, yes. It's where they keep monies and stuff.
Well, it just so happens that Mr. JP Morgan, who is a big supporter of centralized banking, he also owned a large share of White Star. Or he owned White Star. I don't know. I saw both.
White Star set out first, right?
White Star was the Titanic creators.
Okay.
And you're probably thinking like, okay, so what does it have to do with the Federal Reserve? Who gives a fuck, right? You remember John Jacob Astor, Benjamin Guggenheim, and Isidore Strauss?
They're all on the Titanic.
Yeah. They were the three most wealthy Americans at the time.
Uh-oh.
Well, they all fucking hated the idea of the Federal Reserve, apparently. And they died that night. But, dude, that's not it. That's not all. J.P. Morgan was supposed to be on that.
Oh, shit.
On the Titanic. But guess what he did? He fucking canceled last minute.
Figures.
Emergency. He couldn't make it.
Chump. Was he in Europe at the time then?
Well, I would imagine so.
I can't go.
Sorry, I got a hangnail. Damn, I wish I could go so bad. But I just, you know, I'm not going to be able to carry my luggage. I'm going to have to cancel.
We watch the Yankees game. We could listen to it on the radio. No big deal. It's a little delayed. No problem.
Yeah, I'll just fucking watch cricket over here.
Cricket.
Guess what happened 1 year later?
What?
The Federal Reserve got established now that the, you know, the enemies of the movement, they were dead or murdered. I don't know. So that's, you know, that's an interesting conspiracy. I've heard this. I didn't dig too deep into like the conspiracy of it. I thought the story itself is kind of weird. You know, they didn't have enough lifeboats. They had like a third of what they were supposed to.
Right.
There wasn't any laws back then that you had to have enough life-saving devices for everyone on board.
Every single person. Well, now they do. And guess who funds it?
Who?
JP Morgan.
For real?
I have no idea.
Oh, man. I was like, what?
Oh, my God. You knew what I was going to do the whole time.
I got another one for you, dude. What if I were to tell you that it wasn't even the Titanic at all that sunk?
What? Hold on. That can't be right.
Well, I don't think so either, but some people think so. Mm-hmm. It was the Olympic that sank.
What?
Yeah, I know. It seems fucking weird, right? So the theory states that the Olympic was damaged when it collided with another ship. I think it was like a Royal Navy ship. It was the HMS Hawk.
Okay.
So what happened was the Hawk got pulled into the Olympic because the Olympic was so large, it displaced a lot of water. It kind of like what you assume gravity works like. Like if it gets too close, it just kind of gets sucked in. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
And then, all right.
Yeah, I was just thinking about planets and all that, and all the planets interacting with each other, and the solar sails, Because I think Bill Nye talked about this quite some time ago. They launch a small unmanned vehicle out into space. They just set up a solar flare or a solar sail, and then it glides on solar winds.
Yeah.
So we will eventually, if we go out into, if humans go out into space, they could just set sail with solar winds until there's a better technology.
Yeah, it's a space sailboat.
Yeah. Doesn't it? And that seems, the whole idea evolving from sailboats sailing across the Atlantic, it took them weeks to go from Europe to America across the Atlantic with a sailboat and then a motorboat. And then now planes are even faster. Then planes are a little bit faster. And now if we go into space a little bit, we go a little bit further, but that's a little bit, that's physics. So if we go into space with a solar sail, we can sail from Earth to Mars on solar wind power.
Yeah, it's like the, like the fucking cycle repeated itself.
Right. That whole thing fascinates me. If we just set sail in space and just blow into Mars, it might take a couple generations to get there, but we'll get there.
It's cheap.
Weeks. Just grow for weeks.
So the insurance company, they wouldn't cover the damage because they were like, you know what, Olympic, this is your fault. You got too close and you caused this to happen. Do you want to know who was the captain of that ship?
Of the Olympic?
I guess you could probably guess at this point the way I said it.
If you're going to say Edward John Smith.
I'm going to say it.
Why the fuck is he captain of both going at the same time?
It wasn't at the same time. This happened before. If I'm the fucking captain of a ship and I wreck it because of my negligence, I got too close to another ship, you think I'm going to get another shot at the fucking Titanic?
No. Nope. Not anytime soon.
Yeah, let's find somebody else, dude, because you're a fucking hazard.
Yeah, so, you're not going to set that guy up in the same bay.
No.
He's not going to be on the assembly line. No. You're going to be pushing a broom for a while.
I mean, we might let him on a bridge, but that's just to fucking, pull the fucking trash cans and put new bags in them.
Right. You're going to get the secretary's coffee. That's what you're going to be doing.
Yeah, that's quite a demotion. So these old quick sons of bitches at White Star, they decided to dress the Olympic up, make it look like the Titanic, fix it just enough to float, and then crash that motherfucker into an iceberg to ensure a payout.
What?
This is the theory, okay? I'm not saying this is true. I don't know. So the two ships, they were similar. They were built side by side. They were built by the same company. They all had OEM parts. You know what I mean? You got the basic fucking throttle lever. You got the basic this and the basic that. Everything comes from Ford.
And the same company. Or the same captain.
Yeah. So, it sounds kind of feasible. But the front of the Titanic was enclosed with glass. Like up on top, and then the Olympic, it was open.
Okay.
That throws a little wrench in your gears there. The layout of the ships, they were also different, like internally, and externally too. Like the window spacing was a little off. They were different. The B deck of the Titanic also went back further. What the fuck a B deck is, I don't know. Maybe that's where the bitches are. I'm not sure. So another part of this theory states that the letters have fallen off of the shipwreck, and it shows an M and a P.
What?
Now, I found this on milespower.co.uk, and regarding this, he states that it's clearly computer edited, and I watched the clip on YouTube. And I can't even see any fucking letters at all. So what do I know? I'm looking. All I see is algae and fucking, I don't know. And then I got one more before we wrap up here. I got one more quick. It's super quick, but it's kind of strange. In 1898, a man by the name of Morgan Robertson, he wrote a book titled The Wreck of the Titan. It was 14 years before the Titanic.
Okay.
In the book, the Titan was a large British ship that was also claimed to be unsinkable.
Oh, shit.
It also embarked on its maiden voyage from Southampton and was en route to New York.
What the fuck? It's a whole lot of correlation.
I'm not quite done, buddy. The Titan struck an iceberg in the North Atlantic, causing it to sink.
Holy shit.
They both struck an iceberg on their starboard side, which you could be like, okay, I mean, you got two fucking choices here, right? You got starboard and, you know.
You got a 50-50 shot.
Yeah. They both struck an iceberg. I already said that. But both ships hit icebergs 400 miles from Newfoundland. Literally, both ships 400 miles from Newfoundland. I don't know. I mean, it's a little weird. Is it just life imitating art?
That's weird. That's very specific if it was life imitating art.
Or maybe J.P. Morgan read this book and he was like, you know what? We're going to crash our fucking ship the same way. And that's how we're going to get our insurance money. Also, I do want to mention real quick, the Titanic was very underinsured by like half of what it should have been. So the theory that it was crashed intentionally, well, maybe it was the Olympic. Well, either way, the theory that it was crashed intentionally is kind of strange, because it was, you're going to take a hit. If you crash it intentionally, then the insurance is going to say, okay, here's your $2.5 million or whatever it was back then. And you're like, yeah, fuck, this thing cost me $7 million. Shit.
Yeah, so what is even the point of doing something like that?
Yeah, so, I mean, a lot of these theories, it seems like, they don't really hold up, like the Titanic, you know?
It didn't hold up at all.
Nope.
No, it didn't. They are working on a Titanic 2, aren't they?
A ship?
Yeah, they're calling it Titanic 2.
Yeah, I do believe so. I don't know for sure. I didn't see that.
I thought it was supposed to launch in 22, and then some other theories are like, well, yeah, sure, it'll launch in 22, but that's when we're going to get some more activity of icebergs in the area. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just probably just goofy theories.
Oh, I thought it was like
for now.
Something like, isn't the planet warming up? That's what they tell us. More icebergs?
Wait till my topic.
Oh, shit.
Foreshadowing, baby.
That's all I got on the Titanic, man. I mean, there's a lot more avenues you can go down, but I did not. It's a really interesting story, and it happened over 100 years ago. A lot of people died, and we're sorry about that, but there's a lot of fucky shit going on here.
Yeah, there really is. I know you needed to make good time and you're supposed to make the ship look good, but why put it in the red? Like RPMs per, and you just go fucking nuts. Oh shit, there's something out there. Too late. Crash, bang, pow.
Well, you want to be the comfiest and the fastest, because then everyone says, I want to get on the Titanic. White, you know, and White Star is like, excellent, you know, just lying in their fucking pockets, brother.
Would you ride Titanic too?
No. And you know what I kind of equate it to is like this new Mars mission they're talking about. And because it was this big thing, it was like a big journey and everyone was excited to go and everyone wanted to be on it. And it went badly. It went poorly, dude. And this new Mars mission they're talking about, if you're, which I doubt anybody who's going is listening to this, but if you are one, I would think long and hard about that decision.
Not the first ones. Not the first ones to go. Maybe like the fourth or fifth.
Yeah, you got the fucking Titanic. You got the Challenger. You got all these people dying from fucking vaccines. Like, maybe wait it out a little bit, see how it goes, and then...
Right, right. You don't want to get the first vehicle of the model off the line.
You don't.
And I was thinking, oh, the first Apollo mission, even Apollo 13, which was the fourth Apollo mission? The third or fourth Apollo mission. The first one just went around the moon. The second one is the one that landed on the moon. And the third one, you don't know anything about. And the fourth one, I think it was Apollo 13. That's when things got fucky and they couldn't land on the moon. And then the fifth and sixth one, nobody knows who the fuck those guys are. But they did. They landed on the moon then. Yeah. There was a bunch of missions that actually landed on the moon. We don't know their names. It was successful. They got back. We don't know the names because nothing happened.
Yeah, name one of those fucking guys. You can't.
Because nothing happened. It was unexciting by then.
Yeah.
So
it's like a fucking boat going across the ocean now. At this point,
it's not exciting anymore.
Yeah, it fucking should. What are you talking about? Oh, I made it. Well, okay, I figured it would. They do it all right. The time.
And there is still a number of times that I haven't been on a plane in a long time, but a plane landing, there's still a number of times that people are like, Yeah, we did it. Here we are.
Let me tell you what. When we landed in fucking Dallas, we didn't clap. We fucking hugged everyone around us, and we thanked God we were still alive because the landing was so rough. I thought for sure the wheels had blown the fuck off. There were no wings left. It almost blasted me out of my seat into the fucking cockpit, brother.
Damn.
It was the roughest landing I have ever. It was insane.
That's crazy. So, yeah, I'm not going to be the first to go to Mars. Down the line a bit. I'm going to retire. Maybe I'll retire to Mars. How about that?
There you go. Hey, that might be an option by then.
There you go. How about that for the question? You going to sail? Or would you ride the Titanic too? Or, well, not 40 years, I guess 30, 35 years from now. Would you retire on Mars? Tell us what you think. Podchaser.com/Bring on the Weird, Apple Podcasts, Bring on the Weird. I don't know. Just slide into our DMs, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Stay weird, world.
And we'll see you guys next time.